Shalom. I'm Shelley Baggett coming to you from Springfield, Missouri, where I'm joined by my handsome husband, Dr. Thomas Benjamin Baggett III, but by now you know him as Brother Tom. And today, and on all last week, and this week as well, we have been joined by my beautiful mother-in-law, Ruth Baggett, who has been serving God for over 61 years and is a witness of the miracle healing power of the Lord, the power in His name. I encourage you to write for what we already covered. Mm-hmm. And miracle, if you need healing or know of a loved one who needs healing with maybe they've had a stroke or maybe they've their ears or their eyes or their legs. We've been talking about various parts of the body and how the Lord Jesus Christ has healed them. And today,
and it may be an emotional healing.
Yes.
It may be body, soul, or spirit.
Exactly.
Jesus Christ paid the price for all three.
Yes, He did. And I thank God for that. And we have divine, precious promises. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking about one in particular. I didn't turn to it, but it's in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And it talks about how the God of peace sanctify you wholly. And that word, W-H-O-L-L-Y. Mm-hmm. And I pray, God, your whole spirit, mm-hmm. your whole soul, and your whole body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord. Faithful is He who promised, who also will do it. We believe Jesus is
yes.
coming, and He is faithful to preserve us spirit, soul, and body.
Mm-hmm.
And so, He sent His word and healed them, honey. Do you
he
have
sure
the scripture
did. Well, yesterday,
there?
Yeah, we were talking yesterday about how Moses had raised up the brazen serpent, and those that looked on the serpent, they were healed
yes.
of the snake bite. And Jesus said, except the Son of Man be lifted up, except yes. I be lifted up. And it reminded me of a healing that I had that I'd kind of forgotten about until we were talking about that yesterday, and we ran out of time, so I didn't mention that. But my dad, Mom was talking about how that her retina had detached, and Dad just slowed her down. He had a way of always just having us pause for a moment. Rather than getting excited and running to the doctor, he would have us pause for a moment and gather our thoughts, slow down just a little bit, and think about what the Lord had already paid for. And that was our healing. And of course, all of my life, He had been preparing, dropping those seeds of faith in my life
mm-hmm.
so that someday I would be prepared for the things that I go through today.
Now, one of the things He liked was the song, Come and Dine.
Oh, He loved Come
Jesus
and Dine.
Jesus has a table
mm-hmm.
spread.
Yeah.
Where the saints of God are fed. And on that table is the bread of healing.
That's right.
So
that's
when
right.
He took a pause and He said, consider all that the Lord Jesus has done, then I just wondered if that His favorite song ever came up in His heart, Come and Dine.
Well,
you might need some healing.
It was upsetting to me when my mom had a stroke. And my faith wasn't at that level. I wasn't ready to see her die. And she had a stroke in a restaurant, and I was sitting in that restaurant. I wanted her to go to the doctor. I wanted to get to an emergency room. He wanted her to go home, and let's just slow down and let's pray about
mm-hmm.
this. And but I've learned a lot since then. But I was thinking back in my own life, as we were talking about the serpent, how when I was 5 years old, I was bitten by a ground rattler, a pygmy rattler, and that put me in the hospital for about a week, and so I was familiar with snake bite. And when he began to pastor that church in LeBlanc in about 1967-68, there was a older guy. He wasn't real old at that point. He was old to me because I was about 14 years old, and he was probably 25 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And Sunday after church or Sunday morning service, Johnny said to me, he said, let's you and I go deer hunting. And I just wanted to go deer hunting so bad. And my dad said, okay, you can go, but you know, we have Sunday night service. You get back here for Sunday night service because you're going to play that bass guitar and I don't want you to be late. And so Johnny and I went off and we were deer hunting, and wouldn't you know it, I got snake bit.
Uh-oh.
And Johnny had moved the car, and so I went looking for him, and By the time I had found him, I had walked about a mile with a snake-bitten leg, and it had swollen. And immediately when Johnny saw the puncture wounds, that he saw the swelling, he said, "Let's get you to the doctor. We got to get you to the hospital." And I thought about my dad, and I thought about that church service that I had to play the bass guitar, and I said, "Well, we're going to have to go see my dad first." And he said, "You've got to be kidding me." He said, your leg is swelling." And I said, "Johnny, I can't go to the hospital till I first go talk to my dad, because we've got church tonight, and I've got to be there." And so he said, "Okay, well, we're going to pass by where your dad is on the way to the hospital. And so we'll stop in real quick. I'll show him your leg, and I'm sure he's going to want you to go in the hospital." Well, we got there, and I walked in, and my leg was swollen, and my boot was pulled off of me. And he looked down, and he saw my leg, and he said, "Snake bite, huh?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Well, you've made it in time for church." He said, "I'll tell you what let's do. Let's just believe God for that." He said, "That's been a couple hours ago." And he said, "You know the Lord's a healer." And he said, "If you play that bass guitar tonight and you do it to his glory," he said, "I believe he's going to heal you. Let's go to church." And that's what we did.
So you played the bass.
I played the bass that night. And before that service was over, my leg didn't have any swelling. And I had that boot back on the next day. And I was sure glad I didn't go to the hospital, because I remember those injections when I was 5 years old.
Praise God, honey. That's quite a testimony. Well, faith is an act, and you acted your faith by playing that bass.
Well, I tell you what, I love the stories of the miracles and how God blessed in years of my dad's training, and how he was training my brother and I to believe God.
Tom, we were in a revival in Turkey Creek.
Mm-hmm.
And I was upstairs. We went home that day, and I was upstairs, and I dashed my foot against a big box that was metal. I was barefooted, and I knew I was cut badly, and I had to get down from upstairs before he had to carry me down the stairs. So I got down the stairs, and I said, "I cut my foot." He said, "Lay down on the bed, let me look." He looked at it, and I saw the look on his face that it was bad, and he says, "All right, you either believe God or we're going to sew you up." Because he had the...
you could just hear his voice, can't
you?
Yeah.
In a case.
He's a doctor. He could do it.
Right. He says, "You either, well, let's believe God or I'm going to sew you up." I said, "Let's believe God."
Yes.
I was able to go to the revival that night.
Glory.
And I tell you what, that thing healed
Thank
up
you,
where
Jesus.
You could hardly see. In fact, we had to search for the scar. He taped it up, and I went on to the revival that night.
Oh, thank you, Lord. That is wonderful.
Right from that foot.
Oh, much better than having the stitches. But oh, thank you, Jesus.
Well, I appreciate having parents that walk that out.
Right.
And it gives me faith today.
Absolutely.
One thing that I look back at is I remember that no one came or left our home without prayer. I remember, it might be midnight, but you got on your knees and you had prayer before you left.
Yes.
And touched God. And he would always say, "Is there anything we can pray with you about? Can
yes.
we believe God with you for something?"
Mm-hmm.
And had just tremendous prayer. And he loved to pray. And he wasn't shy about it.
Mm-hmm.
years ago, I owned a hunting club. And we had a number of guides down in the club. And I told this at his funeral, and it was quite funny. because those that were there knew how he prayed. And we were down in the hunting club, and it was a bunch of guides that most of them didn't know the Lord. And this was back in years that I was running from God, and I wasn't living for the Lord. I had tried to outrun God and found out I couldn't do it. But I brought my dad down to my hunting lodge, and we had about 10 of the hunting guides in there that night, and they were cooking duck gumbo and chili. And my dad said, you know, I think I'm going to go off in the other room, and I'm going to go to bed early. And he was off in the other room, and he began to pray. His custom, even when he was in the military, he got down by his bed every night, by his bunk, and he prayed. And never was ashamed of that. And so he went off in the other room, closed the door, and I guess he thought nobody, well, he didn't really care whether anybody could hear him or not. He began to pray and began to talk to God, and as he often did, he got off into tongues, and he began to speak in tongues so loudly that all the guides started looking around. Everybody got quiet for a second. One of them said, what in the world is that going on in the other room? And I was a little sheepish, and I said, well, I think that's my dad. He said, well, what language is he speaking? And I said, well, he's speaking in other tongues and he's talking to God. And in a few moments the door opened up and he just looked out. He said, sorry, I forgot where I was. But he loved to pray. And you know, some of those same guys later, when they needed things in their life, would call me. They knew that I had begun to live for God, and they would call me and say, when you pray for me, would you have your dad pray too?
Glory to God. That's awesome. They recognize mm-hmm. the power of God.
Right.
Oh, that's marvelous. Well, my dad's same way. I remember many times when we needed healing. I'm the eldest of four kids in our family, and if mother prayed, it might manifest maybe instantly. Usually took several days. But with dad praying, I mean, we had instant manifestations. Always wanted dad to pray for us. Mm-hmm. But thank God for our heritage.
Well, there are those that have a gift of healing.
Yes, and the Bible talks about that.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And so, yes.
Well, God has been good to us.
And
in this past week of talking about divine healing and the miracles of God, the one thing we haven't talked about is what James says in James chapter 5, and I think this is good kind of to close with. He says, is any sick among you? And maybe there are some that are listening by way of radio today that are sick. Well, he gives us instructions. He said, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. That's the name.
Yes.
And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. Amen. And if he hath committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. He said, confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. And I know effectual, fervent prayers are being made now. Faith has not been done away with. The prayer of faith.
That's right. That's
right. And by His stripes.
And our listeners can be healed this very moment.
I believe it, in the name of Jesus. And so this has been Shelley Baggett with my beautiful family, husband and mother-in-law, Ruth.
Thank you.
Tom. And Jesus is Lord. Shalom.
Shalom.